Chester Town Board will now come to order, be in session. We do have a flag, okay. Robert, would you like to say the pledge to the flag? Thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. On my left, right is...
My name is Robert Mites.
I'm John Delabos.
I'm Judy Siegel.
Roxana Valadares.
And our secretary is Victoria Bonner. And from the county, we have...
Rob Kaminsky, current planning.
Thank you.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Thank you. Okay, very good. This part of the meeting is devoted to public comment, just general public comments about items on the agenda. It's not for really discussion or action. It's just to kind of, if somebody has something they'd like to share with us. Anybody that speaks, please give us your name. Please spell your last name so that the secretary can get it for the minutes, so we don't wonder who you were. And you can have about a few minutes to comment. If you need more, depending on what the situation is, we can extend it for more than 3 minutes. I'd like to ask for approval of the minutes of July 9th.
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good. We can move on with our next item on the agenda. I'd like approval for the agenda this evening. I move to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. Do we have any items of information?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Sagerblum will be having a meet and greet for sure next in 2 weeks before the town board meeting, August 13th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we will also be hosting an event in conjunction with other elected officials, I believe Congresswoman Titus, Senator Kinsella, Assemblyman Howard. We're going to do an event, a government resource fair, in this room and the next room, Saturday, September 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
11 to 1?
This Saturday?
No.
Saturday, September 14th.
Oh, September 14th.
11 to 1. And that's a government resource fair, basically. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Okay. Do we have any announcements of other neighborhood meetings or events other than that? Nope. Good. Okay. The first item on the agenda is DR19-0511-MILENKOV Yavor, Y-A-V-O-R-N. It's a design review for a retail sales and service office and a warehouse on 2.6 acres in C2 General Commercial Zone, generally located on the north side of Karen Avenue, 862 feet west of Boulder Highway, within Winchester. Is the item, is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes, great.
George Rogers, architect, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant in
Thank
this
you.
Case.
Thank you.
The site is an undeveloped site, and it's just southwest of Boulder Highway off of Karen. There's an existing extension of Karen and a hammerhead cul-de-sac that terminates at the property right now. So the site that we're developing is right here in two buildings with a parking area in it. And the dark area that you see here was really put on for the fire department so they could see that the fire truck access is part of the project. We appreciate staff's recommendation for approval. I'll show you the building elevations. And if you have any other questions regarding the project, I'd be happy to answer them. There is pre-manufactured metal building structure used uniquely with an enclosure wall, and it's a service project. It's a service building, so it's not likely that any public will ever really come to it. It's a place for people to work and retrieve parts and leave to do their service. Retail only, no wholesale. Staff Public Works had recommended off-site improvements for Jakaira and Karen, except Karen alignment was allowed to terminate. Mm-hmm. So there really is no Karen. And it carries on the other side, but there's some drainage facilities that get in the way. In Jakaira, actually Karen and Jakaira both on this side of the fence are private streets. So they're not public streets at this point. We wouldn't be attaching to them. So that's a recommendation that Public Works made that we've reviewed with them this morning, and they agree that they're going to strike that once I approach the Board of County Commissioners, or the Planning Commission, rather, about this item. So I tell you that so that there's not a misinterpretation of what's going on. I'm not going to bait and switch, but we are going to make sure that's part of the record in the future. And I guess if you've got any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
What type of retail service, what will the items be that the people that use that facility will go out and service? What is the?
So they provide home insurance, appliances insurance.
Okay, got it. So they service appliances, yeah, and home items, okay.
All kinds of little things in the home, but mm-hmm. they sell the policy and then they service the policy.
Got it.
So there's really nothing happening here. Even the vehicles aren't kept here. The model of the business is that their employees take their trucks home. They drive them everywhere, so a truck comes and might get something and leaves.
I have a question. Is Karen a county-dedicated street there by Boulder Highway?
Yes, from Boulder Highway, certainly from Boulder Highway, all the way to the termination over here at this modified hammerhead.
A few years back, three or four, there was an application to have that dedication removed. I don't know if that ever went through or not, but I assumed it did. It was by us, okay.
Dedication of Karen?
Yeah, to make it a county road.
I saw in the history that there was a vacation in the past for a portion of it, so that's why you see the terminus now.
Well, in fact, the portion that was terminated was they had dedicated a full round cul-de-sac.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, it was a full cul-de-sac. I remember that now that you're saying that. Yes.
And what had happened is someone came in and asked to terminate at this hammerhead instead. Yeah. And Public Works accepted the vacation of the rest of the balance of the cul-de-sac.
Just look like three quarters. It looks like one quarter's left and three quarters got vacated pretty much.
Yeah.
But that doesn't affect your access or anything.
No, in fact, we're using the hammerhead for access just like you'd use a cul-de-sac or anything.
Okay. That's all I have.
Anyone else have any questions? Well, it seems pretty straightforward. I move to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Thank you. Is there anyone from the audience that has any comments on this issue? I apologize.
I think the architect is brilliant.
Brilliant? Is that the word you use?
Okay, do I detect an extraneous relationship here? All right, seeing that there's no comment other than the architect being brilliant, for the record, I move to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay, motion carried. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All right, item number two. UC-19-0485-Gold Key 3049 LLC and Jade Key LLC, a use permit for vehicle rental in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.6 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Convention Center Drive within Winchester, is the applicant here.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Paul Garcia. Last name is spelled G-A-R-C-I-A.
Thank you.
And what we're proposing is a rental car agency location. We currently have our license on 99 Convention Center Drive, which is a hotel right on Convention Center, Las Vegas Boulevard. We've been waiting to acquire a spot out front on Las Vegas Boulevard at the 3049 location. And finally became available, so that's what we're looking to propose here. And I have the site plans here for our parking space.
You could just put it right here. Yeah, you could just pass it down.
It'll be kind of difficult to see from there. Now, is the office inside of the Royal Las Vegas?
Or? It was inside the Royal Las Vegas. Now we just acquired
a storefront.
A storefront, so that way it's easier for our clients and easy access for people to get in there.
Okay.
We also have, pass this down as well. These are our parking spaces that we're requesting approval for. This is our inside floor plan.
Is your business part of a larger agency, or is it?
It's in privately owned businesses yet. So we're licensed, bonded, insured. We also have photos of access to additional parking, to an additional 125 parking spaces as well.
So you're going to be right across the street from Resorts?
Resort World, yes, sir.
What type of cars do you have?
We have a wide range of cars. We have luxury vehicles, SUVs, and we also have exotic cars. So we have a wide range of selection for everyone. This is the access to the additional parking. So the shopping center is two sides. So if you take a look, there's another entrance.
This is right by our house.
Oh, yeah.
Tacos al Gordo for 25.
So you'll actually be fronting Las Vegas Boulevard?
The entrance, the five parking space requested is to be right off Las Vegas Boulevard. Our office is just down the line.
Okay.
So it's easy access from Las Vegas Boulevard and Convention Center.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
Any questions? I'd be glad to.
Any questions from the audience? Does anyone on the board? Doesn't seem like they did. Anybody questions from the audience?
Thanks.
Okay. Well, this is pretty straightforward too. I move to approve any with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
for coming. Number three, AR-19-400081, DR-0564-15-Westgate Las Vegas Resort LLC. This is a holdover design review for a third application for review of an amended comprehensive sign plan for changes to an existing freestanding sign and changes to animated signage in conjunction with the Westgate Resort Hotel on 59.1 acres and H1 Limited Resort Apartment Zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Paradise Road and Karen Avenue within Winchester.
Yes, good evening. I'm Chris Kemper here on behalf of the Westgate Resort. You remember it was held 30 days so that we could have a meeting with the Turnberry folks. That meeting took place. We have come up with what we believe to be a solution as to the problem that exists with regard to notices of any problem. When the Turnberry had a problem, they were working directly with the sign company, and the sign company tries very hard to be responsive, but sometimes they are not. So what the Westgate has agreed to do is to take it out of their hands and take it primarily on themselves. So we have set up a system, and I put it in this memo indicating that should the Turnberry have a problem, they would contact Don Raleigh, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Entertainment and works directly with Cammie Christian Center, by the way, lives in Turnberry and is the president and general manager of the hotel. It's also going to be copied to me, which was a problem previously because I wouldn't know what's going on. And so if there's any issues, both the Westgate directly and I will know of it, and then we'll be able to work with Turnberry and the sign company to make sure that if there's a problem, it's resolved. I do want to say, in fairness to everybody involved here, there's about 200 different creatives that are, that I call them ads, they call them creatives, but that are on the sign. So when you have three or four that are problematic, or five, whatever it might be, it's still a relatively small number, but it's still something that needs to be addressed. And we are addressing it through this system. I set forth the conditions of previous approval. Staff had recommended no further review in my discussions with the Turnberry folks. We mutually agreed to a one-year review period. At the end of that review, one-year review, then we would decide again, depending on how it went, whether or not to extend it out for like 3 years review or remove it entirely. So I would respectfully ask for your approval of our review, subject to a one-year review in July of 2020, and subject to the conditions as set forth in my memo. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I'd like to say that I met with the Westgate people, and they were very responsive to the issue, and they were very willing to realize that probably going directly to them was better than going through the sign company, because the sign company is just most likely doesn't have the same vested interest in directly, and they're not probably going to be as immediately responsive, whereas somebody that lives there, Cammie, and it's right across the street, they're going to be more responsive. So I think this is a way better way of doing it.
And I thank you for your work with us, John.
No problem, Chris. I'm happy to help. Any more comments from the board?
Just a comment. It's a beautiful sign.
Yeah.
They've done a great job. It was dilapidated. They've spent a fortune.
$7 million.
They've done an unbelievable job. Mm-hmm. I understand we live in Turnberry. I understand we decided to live near the Strip, everybody there. So, you know, we're a $2.5 billion project convention center. So there's going to be signs. So yeah. I'm just glad that they put the money in, because it just used to sit there like a, you know, not working and stuff. So
and the whole property for that matter.
They have done a fabulous job. Great mm-hmm. sign, great looking sign. So you got Turnberry agreed for a one-year review?
Yeah, staff is recommending no review, but Turnberry asked for 1 year, and let's see how it works out. And if it works out, we're going to be back not asking for another year, but asking for something like 3 years, or take it off the top of
it. Got it. But,
well, it's basically to check to see if this chain of command works better than the other chain of command, which wasn't working.
I got it.
Prove out period.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments from the audience? Okay, I recommend approval of this item. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all very
Thank
much.
You, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
No problem, Chris. Fire. More than happy to help you. Last item, WC-19-400097, DR-18-0071, Aldabah, Omar Aldabah. I hope I said that not too bad.
Perfect.
Thank you. Good, thanks. Waiver of conditions of a design review that requires the applicant to reconstruct existing driveways with conjunction with an existing adult cabaret on 1 acre in M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use and MUD-1 overlay districts generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, 550 feet south of Edna Avenue within Winchester. The applicant is here.
Hi. Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of Omar. I'm going to try and keep this opening as simple as I can, then let you ask questions. Overall, this is just a housekeeping matter. For those that respond better to visuals, there's two pages there. Page one shows the line work of a driveway that Public Works said to use about a year ago on a design review that had to do with a marijuana business. And when it was engineered, the engineer said, this just doesn't work. You're going to be running into buildings. You're going to direct traffic right into parking spaces. And this is a site that was designed to 1963 standards. This driveway doesn't fit, especially since it bleeds into, or it encroaches into the site where there's now a marijuana business.
That's the top illustration.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we brought that to Public Works' attention in our improvement plans, and they said, yeah, we don't really know why we mandated that driveway other than it was a standard condition. And 224 is an approved
alternative.
224 is an approved alternative by Public Works. It's actually in the RTC manual, and Public Works has no problem waiving their own condition. I think it was an oversight in the first place. It should have never been accepted.
The one that's on the top page looks like a completely misplaced overkill.
It does. I think what must have happened is those are today's suburban's current standards for new construction, and when you're in the middle of the city in an area that was designed with different planning concepts, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah. Yep, this makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Any more questions or comments from the board on this realignment of these driveways?
Everything very straightforward today.
No, this, by just looking at it, you can see it makes way more sense.
And the crazy thing is the improvement plans are all but approved, other than this technicality of a waiver of standards for public hearing process, which caused a delay, of course.
Of course. That's what it's about. Anybody else have any comments from the audience on this item?
No.
Okay, seeing no further comments, I move to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.
Thank you. I keep all my stuff together, and I appreciate this. You're right. Visuals are great. Okay. So, any other general business for our meeting? Any comments from the general public on the meeting, or anything about it? Okay. Seeing that the answers are no and no, our next meeting is August 13th with a welcome reception starting at 5:00, where our commissioner will be welcoming people from the district, and hopefully it'll be well attended. I adjourn this meeting.
Thanks, John.
So off the record.
Yes.
Off the record.
Oh, thanks. I was like,